really still we have a debate, like how many steps are really needed. And, you know, 10,000 steps is very easy, remember the concept, but few people can do it in the daily life. And so people say, well, what about 8,000? In fact, the recent study showed that if you can do 8,000 steps a day...
8,000.
Yeah, 8,000 steps a day, you'll be get enough health benefit. And then the different age group, for kids, they're supposed to do 15,000 steps a day. And for elderly, maybe a little less. So this is really the research question we are going to talk.
The interest in walking and its concrete benefits, are researchers running up against just perhaps a sedentary lifestyle and maybe even a more and more sedentary lifestyle in this part of the world where people just aren't walking that much, and trying to find ways to get them to walk is part of the challenge.
Yeah, it is. Really, that's the one of the another major factor we are going to talk about. What is the factors or correlates will determine people's walking behavior? You know, why some people really walk regularly while others don't. And I think more and more we realize that environment is clear factors.
Well, what do you mean by environment?
Mainly the environment here, we talk about the built environment and the city design, and say the connection between the neighborhood to neighborhood, and this will be the main factor. But the other aspect will be the policy, and for example, the land coding, and they all have an impact on the walking.
So the difference might be, well, we're walking around in a college campus now. It's full of sidewalks. It's hard for cars to get around. Is this a sort of area that's considered to encourage walking?
Yes, yes. I think that's a really very important part will be we hope we'll build this environment very easy for people to walk. And a study showed that when the people buy things to the grocery store, if in the within the 15 minutes distance, people tend to walk there. But if more than the 15 minutes, they will drive. So the design really have an impact on it. And right now, a lot of new subdivision were designed along the highway, and you drive in, and it's a circle. You got nothing inside except the house. So anytime you get something, you need to get out and then drive out. So that's really the problem.
What do you consider to be the cutting edge, the far-flung questions that are just out of reach of being answered in this field that you want to get answered?
Well, I think two major ones, and one would be how many steps.
What's the minimum number of steps a day that you can get by on for real gain in health?
And then the next question will be, what is the major factors will make people walk?
Okay, so essentially how much counts, and then how do you get people to do it?
Yeah. For among the how to make people walk, I think environment factors clearly will be very hot topics.
Environmental factors that cause people to walk are the environmental factors people encounter when they are walking and how that affects them?
More like barriers, you know. There are also positive and negative factors both. You know, if, for example, you build a very beautiful neighborhood, a lot of trees, people will tend to walk. Some positive factors, but the other will be negative. For example, the study we did it really earlier and find out that women, we thinking will be the safety will be a major concern. But for them, in the morning, when they walk, the dogs will be the major factors. And when the people put a dog outside their house, and the people really feel like not safety.